The plane lands, you turn on your cell phone, and you check your messages. At any airport in the country, this is just part of the travel routine, right? At international airports, this can cost you hundreds of dollars, even if you don't make a call. In this week's Going Places, travel expert Matthew Brumley tells KPLU's Ed Ronco that it's a mistake he's learned to avoid.
Matthew Brumley, what is the most expensive cell phone bill you have ever had?
And it was $700.
$700?
I was stuck in Cape Town in a cable car heading up to Table Mountain, and I had some things I had to get done, and I had to call the office back in the United States. And after about 30 minutes, I went, the heck with this, I'm going to turn on my cell phone. Well, what I didn't realize is not only was I making that phone call, but it was also receiving all these huge files via email of my wife sending me photos of the kids, documents, everything. And so just the data was $500. And that phone call ended up to be being, you know, at the end, it was $700.
This is a problem known as international roaming. And I'm guessing that a lot of travelers have this experience.
That's right. If you haven't traveled a lot, and you're not an expert globetrotter, chances are you've been dinged pretty hard, even traveling to Canada, Mexico, or over to London for a trip. So there's some things you really need to know before you go.
Like what?
Well, the first thing you should do is call your carrier. I've done a bit of research, and T-Mobile is by far the best. They have this simple choice plan that covers 120 countries, and it's only 20 cents to call home, 20 cents to call within a country, or 20 cents per minute to receive a call while you're overseas. So if you don't have a plan right now and you're traveling or thinking about traveling, you might want to check out T-Mobile. Verizon also has a pretty good plan, but not quite as good. The worst is, and this is what I have, is AT&T. You really get hit hard when you're traveling with AT&T when you're overseas, so be very careful.
All right, Matthew, so I've called my carrier. What next?
The next thing you should do is when you board the plane or when you cross over that border, immediately turn off your data and your roaming. Turn it off. Just make sure, and you might even want to put it on airplane mode to make sure that nothing's coming or going out of your phone.
Because I don't need to be fiddling with Facebook in order for my phone to be sending and receiving data.
That's the problem. All these apps that you have are actually reaching out into space and grabbing all this information. So even when you're not on your phone, it's ticking away, and you'll get dinged and get charges that you didn't even see coming.
I don't necessarily globetrot, right? I'm not overseas a lot. I go from time to time. What do I need? As somebody who is a casual overseas traveler, what's good for me?
Well, if you're just going over to Europe for a week or two, what I would do is keep your phone, get the best plan that you can from your carrier, and then only use your phone when you're connected to Wi-Fi. So when you're in a hotel or a coffee shop in London, Rome, or Paris, you can use it then. Make sure that it's only connected via Wi-Fi. And that's when you're going to get all your emails. That's when you're going to send your emails. That's when you can make your calls via Skype back home. And just remember, when your friends or family call you on your cell phone when you're overseas and they're calling you on Skype, if you're receiving the call and it's not on Wi-Fi, you're going to be billed by the minute for that call.
How sympathetic is my phone company when I come home and say, I have a $700 phone bill. I didn't mean to. I didn't even look at the pictures it downloaded. It just happened. Help me out.
Ed, I've made that call 20 times.
And?
You know, almost always, I have to say, to AT&T's credit, they've reduced the bill by 50%. And recently, getting back from Mexico, they actually took it off. So I would, if you do have one of these horrendous bills, call. Always be polite. Always be nice.
And know that you are not the first person to make that phone call to your phone company.
No, they hear it. They must hear it 1,000 times a day.
All right. Matthew Brumley, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ed.
Matthew Brumley is the founder of Earthbound Expeditions, and he was talking to us today about using your cell phone overseas. Now, this is a technical, complicated subject, and we've got a lot of links and information that will help you sort it all out on our website, kplu.org, where you'll hopefully also share your experiences. I'm Ed Ronco.